It's 10 days before the grand opening of the Broad Street Whole Foods, and the meeting room at the Sojourner Truth Community Center is buzzing in anticipation. Whole Foods leaders and the other tenants of the Refresh Project mingle and answer questions. The developers are hustling hard to show that their project is for everyone in the large and diverse mid-city area. The elephant in the room is Whole Foods. The national chain is notorious for its high prices and upscale marketing. Some people wonder, is the Whole Foods for current residents or for a new wave of higher income people? Leah Berger-Jensen is a community health consultant for the Refresh Project.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concerns about price and affordability and access, but really this is about making sure that everyone knows that they deserve the opportunity to purchase fresh, affordable food. This is about providing the infrastructure to support that.
Whole Foods says it can achieve that goal because this location is slightly different from its typical store model. Ernest Roy is the manager of the Broad Street location. He explains how the store plans to cater to the area.
Well, we feel like we're very price competitive. We do a lot of shopping around to make sure that we are price competitive. We also have our 365 value line. That's our conventional and organic that offers a great value for high quality food. We'll have value tours to be showing everyone around. We also have two health eating educators that will actually do the value tours so that we can make sure the community understands how to shop on a budget.
This emphasis on serving low income shoppers goes back to the project's beginning. The mixed-income Faubourg-Lafitte housing project is just a few blocks behind the store. L&M Partners is the New York-based company that developed the new community out of the Lafitte housing project. Lisa Amos is president of the nonprofit Broad Community Connections. She says the project happened thanks to tax credits and the developer's interest in a grocery store for their tenants.
They came to us and expressed an interest in helping us. We could never have done this project without their help.
It's clear that expectations and excitement are high among developers and community leaders, but there's also an element of risk that's hard to ignore. The store's success depends on regular business from all residents. Nolan Crawford lives off of Bienville, just two blocks away from the Whole Foods.
Well, the people so far that I've talked to, they can't wait till it open. They can't wait. A lot of them want to go over there and just shop and just, you know, instead of going way across on the other side of town to Winn-Dixie, they can go right there home.
Robert McCalvin manages the laundromat across the street from the new store. He says his customers will appreciate the opportunity to grocery shop while their clothes are in the wash. And he's looking forward to nutritional variety.
I think it'll be great because, me personally, I'm sick and tired of Wonder Bread, Buddy Bread, this, that, and other. I want bread, I want fresh fruit.
There's a risk of higher prices, but that could come with higher wages, says India Young. She attends bartending school next door.
It's worth it because actually they pay their employees a decent salary. So everybody benefits. I mean, you get what you pay for. If you're going to pay cheap, you're going to get cheap.
But there remains the question of gentrification and all that it brings, both good and bad. Teddy Bush has owned and operated a barbershop on the corner of Broad and Bienville for 26 years. He says the Whole Foods will be great for the neighborhood in general. But there could be some unfortunate consequences.
I've seen folks move in the area that have never been in the area before, especially on Bienville in this whole area. And that's one concern of mine, that they're forgetting about the poor folk.
And there's absolutely no question that property values are going up. Natalie LaFont has sold real estate in Mid-City since 2002.
I can only speak to what I'm experiencing now. I have a number of lease listings. I can't get enough of them. People want them. I have a few sales listings that go immediately under contract. People are investing in the area without hesitation.
At this point, of course, it's impossible to know exactly how and how much the Whole Foods will impact the community. But one thing is clear. People are curious. As longtime Mid-City resident Lisa Amos puts it,
I think everybody sees this as a little just lagniappe for living where we live. And so we're all really excited.
For WWNO, I'm Kate Richardson.